The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
The line who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment I'm talking to you, originally recorded and broadcast on Wednesday, August the 19th, 2026, at achshow.com. I will be presenting a show entitled A 60-Year-Old Man in a Joy Division T-Shirt, and the time is 7:59 a.m. over here in London, England, and it is nice to be talking to you again. Okay, so today's show title, A 60-Year-Old Man in a Joy Division T-Shirt, relates to a man I saw recently who looked to be about 60 and was wearing a Joy Division T-Shirt, and I found that odd, to be honest. It makes no sense, as I've seen plenty of people older than that wearing Pink Floyd T-shirts, for example. However, this guy struck me for some reason. Maybe because Ian Curtis was less than half his age when he died, but the 60-year-old would have been around 14 years old at that time, which is just the right age to be into music. But that's the show title, that's my explanation, and that's that. Okay, so now it's time for the main part of the show, the John Swinton News Report. In 1880, John Swinton, then the preeminent New York journalist, was the guest of honour at a banquet given him by the leaders of his craft. Someone who knew neither the press nor Swinton offered a toast to the independent press. Swinton outraged his colleagues by replying as follows. "There is no such thing, at this date of the world's history in America, as an independent press. You know it and I know it. There is not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. I am paid weekly for keeping my honest opinion out of the paper I am connected with. Others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things, and any of you who would be so foolish as to write honest opinions would be out on the streets looking for another job. If I allowed my honest opinions to appear in one issue of my paper before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone. The business of the journalists is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell his country and his race for his daily bread. You know it and I know it, and what folly is this toasting an independent press? We are the tools and vassals of rich men behind the scenes. We are the jumping jacks. They pull the strings and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes." Okay, so here we go. First up with this week's John Swinton News Report, we have a buzzing sound that startled me last week when I thought, what on earth is that noise? And it was my phone. What it was these emergency alerts. I thought I'd set my phone not to receive these, but clearly that wasn't the case. I think I'd had one that broke, and then I hadn't changed the settings on this one. But it's the first time I actually received an emergency alert, and the buzzing sound that it made was very unpleasant, very, very much like sirens you hear today. Do you remember when you were younger and a siren would go past? Nino, Nino, Nino. Well, it's a bit loud, but now they've got all this sort of electronic, they can switch sounds and stuff. It's almost designed to irritate, to oppress people. And It seems to me as well, I see this especially with ambulances. I've seen it with a variety of emergency service vehicles. They turn it on because they just want to be noticed, because it certainly doesn't make the vehicle go any faster. I'll give you an example. The amount of times I've seen an emergency vehicle coming up to a load of traffic at lights, it's red, and they're getting people, they're trying to pull up on the side of the road and all this to let this thing through. It would have been far quicker if they'd have just waited for the signal to change and then got through, rather than wait for all these people to try and navigate their way up against the side of the road. They never go high enough, so the vehicle's still stuck behind them. They're never all going to come back down again. It's all a joke. And the other thing is ambulances. I don't believe they have a top speed higher of 30 miles an hour. I've never seen any going that fast. So when the speed limit in this country is 30, apart from these areas that have been putting up 20 mile an hour zones, which, you know, they say it's for safety, but at the same time, loads of speed cameras go up as well. So is it for safety or is it for income generation? I know what my opinion is. But going back to ambulances again, why would you be putting sirens on that if you're not going to get through any quicker? And I've yet to see vehicles get through quicker with this sort of thing going on. And I've seen them, because I get up early, I've seen people racing through, not even racing, an ambulance on a clear road at 6, 7 in the morning on a weekend when no one's around, driving straight past the old people's home opposite where I live with the sirens blazing. No need to do so, apart from the fact that the driver just wants to annoy everybody. That's my interpretation of it. You have your own. Okay, next up, we have this story about Donald Trump. This was interesting going to the Daily Mail here. Give this headline to you, if it ever loads up. Trump is going against decades of evidence with his bid to overhaul child vaccination, WHO, World Health Organization chief warns. Well, decades of evidence. All the decades of evidence I've got. All right, so he said, let me see if I can find the exact quote that he came out with. First up, it's Tedros, this lovely WHO guy who was backing all the mass vaccination of everyone around the world. If you recall, this guy is still in his post for some strange reason. I don't think he'd be voted in by the world population, but other people obviously want to keep him there. This is what he said. Vaccination policy should be guided by rigorous, independent and transparent review of the best available science, not by political influence, he warned in a post on X. He said that the World Health Organization is concerned that recent changes to US immunization policy are not aligned with decades of evidence. What decades of evidence are you talking about? I can tell you, at my first school, my second school and my third school, university as well, I didn't know anybody who had autism. I'm 53 years old, I didn't know anyone that had autism. Okay, but the rates have been exploding over recent years at the same time as a vaccine. This vaccine that Trump is looking to reduce in the US or get rid of, and that is the MMR vaccine. There was a doctor in the UK who talked about it, and the press literally set out to destroy this guy's life. I mean, the job of the press, okay, if suddenly we've got autism everywhere that we never had when we were growing up, all right, if it's not the vaccines, what is it? I mean, that's your job. Media, newspapers, that's your job, isn't it? Something's going on. Let's get to the bottom of it and find out. Well, when we saw what was going on with the COVID thing and these aggressive vaccines being pushed aggressively onto the public, yeah, anyone who didn't want to take a vaccine, you're a denier. Oh, where have I heard that word before? You know, all this sort of nonsense just thrown at people, just demonising people. They were so desperate to get this crap into people's veins. Why is it? Because I've never known the government to be after my best interests in my lifetime. They've just gone to, you know, try and destroy any truth that people put out that doesn't suit what the people that control them want. So these certainly aren't my friends. And again, I mean, it takes me on to this next article here, which is Daily Mail again. Headline, Autism Explosion. Cases reach record high with 23,000 Britons diagnosed in the last year alone. Well, again, what's the job of the media here? Why is this happening? But it's never, never the vaccines. And as I said on last week's show, they, in an article that Trump talked about these MMR vaccines being problematic, they had a paragraph in there early on. There's absolutely no evidence in research over the years that said, well, where's the autism coming from? Do your job. Tell us why, when we were growing up, there was basically no autism around, and now we've got this, as they say, autism explosion. How about Alzheimer's? How come both my parents died with Alzheimer's disease? One of them was so bad they had to go into a home because they could no longer care for themselves. I mean, did their parents have that? Well, I know one side, my grandparents on my mother's side, they didn't have that. Does anyone else know of grandparents that have this Alzheimer's? But it seems to be the most likely thing that old people have now when they die. Why is that? Come on, news media. Why don't you do a bit of investigation and find out what's going on? People talk about things like chemtrails. They talk about additives in the food, processed food, all these sorts of things. What is causing the fact that so many people develop that now that didn't develop it in the past? Well, I think if you knew, you wouldn't tell us, just as John Swinton outlined back in 1880. And that's why the news section of this show is now called the John Swinton News Report, because that is about the most accurate thing I've ever heard about the media. And the funny thing is I've been aware of that quote for many years. I included it in my first book. But I think more people now would be able to identify with what John Swinton said after what was done to us worldwide through this COVID so-called pandemic than ever have before. And that's why the quote's so important. Okay, the next thing is we see a mirroring, if you like, of the independent media or alternative media, whatever they want to call themselves, and the mainstream media. Well, you know how so many people who call themselves independent and alternative always want to tell you it's the Chi-coms, it's the Chinese, it's this sort of stuff. They keep going on about it. You get these irritating people out there that all they ever talk about, rather than who we know is controlling things. Well, the Daily Mail, here's another headline. This is just hilarious. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. Revealed the 6,000-mile odyssey of the mega dinghies made in China by Sue Reed. Yes, it's China who's responsible for all the boats coming into the UK because they make the dinghies. How about that lady, what was her name, Barbara Lerner-Spector? Did she have anything to do with these people coming over? There's a, just look up Barbara Lerner-Spector on YouTube at Daily Mail if you've not seen that. If you're so keen on finding out, she tells you about influx of immigration into Europe in that video. I think it's 1 minute 20 seconds. I'm sure you've got time to look at it, but you probably won't have time to report on it. But instead, you're telling us that because dinghies are made in China, it's their fault that people are coming into this country. It's astonishing, isn't it? So I wonder if they buy anything from China. Most things seem to be made in China now. So yeah, but you mustn't make them, because it's just the post-truth world was talked about at the recent Bilderberg conference. I think, we'll say recent, 2018, something like that. I think if you go to bilderbergmeetings.org, you can find that's their official site. They only have it, they've had it for a few years now, after decades of denying they existed. Indeed, Rockefeller, I think one of the Rockefellers, spoke at one of their conferences, it was reported, and he said, well, I just want to thank the media, because if you hadn't have kept quiet about us, we wouldn't have got the world into the situation it is today. Yeah, there you go. So that's what your media does. It reports what it's told to report, but it doesn't do a job to it doesn't look out for the common man on the street. It looks out for the people that are pulling its strings. They're the jumping jacks, as John Swinton said, journalists. Okay, poll of the day, again Daily Mail. Should foreign nationals be banned from claiming all benefits? Well, how do foreign nationals get to claim benefits? Surely you have to be a British citizen to claim benefits. Why would you? I mean, unless, of course, I could go over to Africa or India or Pakistan. And do you think I could claim benefits over there? But if I can't claim benefits over there, who are the foreign nationals that are? I mean, if there's a country where British citizens can claim benefits, in that country, and then people come to this country. Well, you can have an arrangement that, oh, if you pay them us benefits over in your country, we'll pay you benefits in our country. But there shouldn't be a situation in which people are paid benefits in a country that's not reciprocated by that country to the British citizens, because ultimately it's the British citizens that are paying through their taxes for these benefits. So, again, an astonishing article. It's like scratching the surface, isn't it? Rather than going deep down into what is the cause of all this. We're paying benefits to foreign nationals. You can find out exactly why. You just find out who's responsible for the immigration. Who's been promoting it over the years. You look at all these different people that have been involved and you'll get to the root of it. But you don't want to get to the root of it. You probably already know. But your job is to make sure that we don't know. We can be distracted by nonsense such as this poll of the day. I mean, it's crazy. But on the subject of immigration, there's been a big backlash against immigration, not just in the UK, but in the US. And of course, one of the reasons that Trump got elected was he claimed that he was going to deport all these people. Well, another story from the Daily Mail. US immigration officers will be given gloves that deliver powerful electric shocks to anyone resisting them. Okay, now someone told me once that if you let the camel's nose under the tent, pretty soon you've got the whole damn camel in there. So if you think that these gloves that deliver powerful electric shocks are only going to be used by US immigration officers, you are living in cloud cuckoo land. Okay, even in the UK, where the police are famously unarmed, they now carry tasers and all sorts of things like that. I'd be very shocked if we don't suddenly see these rolled out for normal officers, because as the, how can I put it, the people, as the over, the control of the people against their will becomes more overt, more clear for people to see, suddenly more and more people are told, when they're waking up, they're thinking, look, you know, my government's not my friend. Doesn't matter what country I'm in, it just seems to do things that are against my interests. And more people are waking up to that fact. And so we're moving from what they call a democracy, which never was a democracy. We know a democracy is the first step to communism. Or is that the imposition of a central bank? I think Ezra Pound said that when a country gets a central bank, then it's 90% on its way to communism. Something like that. Probably misquoting, but that was the general gist of it, as I recall. They're going to have to resort to more of these heavy-handed tactics to keep order. And so people are going to have to be frightened to do something wrong because they might get electric shock. Okay? That's where I think they're going to go with this. But we will see. So, next up. Influencers, they've been warned. Apparently, they've been taking selfies with sharks. And so they've been warned not to do so because they've been getting attacked, some of them, while they've been doing so. Well, influencers for me are so irritating that whoever warned them not to keep taking the selfies with sharks is doing society as a whole a great disservice. As far as I'm concerned, please continue to do so. I think it's a very worthwhile use of your time. Okay. In fact, just spend more time with the sharks, because the more time you spend with them, the less time you're putting out irritating content to annoy everybody. Peter Hitchens, who's a famous writer for the Daily Mail, I think he had a brother, Christopher Hitchens. One of them was, big on Christianity. It's something weird. I've never really sort of gotten into it, but I've been talking about these e-bikes and scooters racing around the streets, going the wrong way up one-way streets, and it just goes on and on and on and on, and nothing's ever done. Well, he's written an article for the Daily Mail entitled Peter Hitchens, Why I Fear It Will Take a Terrible Tragedy Before Our Leaders Crack Down on the Scourge of E-Bikes and Scooters. Well, I've been talking about this for so long, and suddenly there's an article about it. And it seems that certain people are just untouchable. And the riders of these vehicles seem to be that. Well, in fact, do we actually have transport police anymore? Because the idea of transport police is to stop things like this happening. It's to stop people modifying their engines so they make a deafening racket when they drive around. You know, the best thing to do with people like that is to confiscate the vehicle. If you want to stop people with these deafening engines, say, right, okay, we've got a new law. If you have modified your vehicle to make a noise, we're going to confiscate it for you. We're going to auction it. You're going to lose it. End of. Wouldn't that make society it's so easy to do, and it would make society such a much more pleasant place without having to worry about these noisy vehicles going past because some idiot who decided to modify the engine to make a load of noise. Look at me. I've got a really loud vehicle. I have a really loud motorbike. I've got a really loud car. Am I clever? No, you're a dickhead. So, anyway. But again, why isn't something simple like that done? Because the government doesn't act in your interests. It seems to be that they're aware of the annoyance that this causes, and it's like, oh yeah, it annoys the people, that's great, that's what we like doing. So if they're prepared to annoy the people on our behalf and we don't have to pay them to do it, then let's let them do it. That's the way I see it. Thousands of prison cells are empty, while Labour releases criminals early to tackle overcrowding. This is another Daily Mail headline. And yeah, who are they emptying them out for? Well, I have my belief. One of the people they might be emptying them out for is this person. Mother, this is BBC headline. Mother jailed for killing baby by burning her with a hairdryer. So she killed her baby daughter by burning her with a hairdryer. Basically torture. How long do you think she got in prison? 6 years. 6 years for burning your own baby daughter with a hairdryer until they died. I know someone who went to prison for 2.5 years for comments he made on a radio show, and they wanted to give him 7 years. That's a year more than this woman got for burning her baby daughter to death with a hairdryer. Okay? This is justice in the UK today. Go after people that criticise the government and give minimal sentences to people that torture babies. Next up, I'll just give you the headline. I didn't read this. It's a BBC article. The headline is, "What's driving men to get penis fillers despite the risks?" Well, that was enough for me. It really turned my stomach. So that being said, I think that's all the articles that I've saved in the last week. So let's go over to my script to see. I think the next bit is the music. Oh, the something for you to listen to section of the show. Almost got it right. In which I tell you about a song you can listen to via the YouTube link in the post for this show, which you can find at achshow.com. Today's song is Ashton Gardner and Dykes, The Resurrection Shuffle, which was released as a single in November of 1970 and went on to become a classic one-hit wonder when it peaked at number 3 on the UK singles chart. Tom Jones released a cover version of the song the following year, which was nowhere near as good as the original. And like most songs, I don't really know the lyrics, but it sounds good. So it's got resurrection in it. I don't believe it's in any way demeaning of Jesus Christ, something like that. I think they've just used the title. It's a short 3-minute song. But again, I was gonna use, I did look at the lyrics briefly and they seem to be okay, but as I mentioned before, I was gonna include a link on a previous show to one of my favourite Paul McCartney songs, well, Paul McCartney with Wings, actually, double A-side of Mull of Kintyre, because it was a double A-sided single, but that's most famous for Mull of Kintyre. There's a song called Girls' School, which is a great rocking song, but if you listen to it, it's like something that Jeffrey Epstein would like when you look at the lyrics. I mean, I just remember listening to it as a child. This sounds really good to, you know, it's rocking, sort of get you into it type of song, but when you read the lyrics, it's looks quite awful, to be honest with you. Okay, so let's go over to today's film review, which is of Francis Ford Coppola's first film, Dementia 13, which was released in 1963. Described as a horror thriller film which Coppola both wrote and directed, it was produced by Roger Corman and filmed in Ireland. It has since fallen into the public domain and you can now watch it for free on YouTube, the link to which will be available in the post for this show at achshow.com. This wasn't as bad as Stanley Kubrick's first film Fear and Desire that I talked about a couple of weeks ago, but if you're expecting The Godfather, Apocalypse Now or even Bram Stoker's Dracula, I think you will be bitterly disappointed. Okay, so let's see what's going on right now in the mainstream media. So should we start off with APnews.com, see if I can get you the headline before the pop-ups jump up. So the main headline, US and Canada reach last-minute deal to delay tariffs, Trump says. Ex-Fauci advisor pleads guilty to plotting to conceal COVID-19 research records during pandemic. That's the second headline down. I mean, again, do we honestly believe that governments and the media did not know this was going on? So why were they so desperate to lock us down, to get us to do all these things like wearing masks that other health professionals have said is actually bad for you because you get all sorts of things in the masks and stuff like that. You should be breathing fresh air. And then this vaccine that since people have claimed to so many have died and been injured by, I think it can only be by design, can't it? That was because, but actually, in my opinion, it wasn't, as I said on last week's show, it's still on the website, achshow.com, where I've got all these links about the vaccines there in that show post. You can have a look at how the UK government was expecting a high number of adverse ADRs, I think, adverse effects to the drugs. So people were going to get injured by them, by these vaccines, but they still went ahead and said, safe and effective, oh, safe and effective, safe and effective. When did I hear that? I heard that all around the world. Safe and effective, safe and effective. Because they're all reading from the same script, whether you're in the United States, whether you're in the UK. All the same script, which indicates it was done by the same people. But in my opinion, it didn't do what they hoped it would. I think that they thought the actual virus would kill millions, if not billions, and then that the vaccine would follow up and do a similar thing. But I believe it was through the intervention of God that that did not happen. So now they're working out other ways with which to destroy us. Okay, let's go over to BBC News and have a look at their top 10 stories right now. So just scroll down to the BBC News top 10 on bbc.co.uk/news. Number 10, deaf patient given wrong jab due to sign language error report says. Number 9, Camilla admits it was difficult to keep King's cancer diagnosis a secret. Number 8, I don't want to send you to prison, witness tells Tupac accused in combative testimony. Number 7, Burnham unveils plan to get rough sleepers off streets for Christmas. Number 6, demand for degree apprenticeships quadruples in 3 years. Number 5, sacked Ukrainian defence minister calls for presidential election. Number 4, banned over a pair of £2 sandals. Why some sellers are complaining about Vinted. Now, Vinted is an auction website, I believe. Maybe it's just, well, I mean, eBay, you can sell at a fixed price, can't you? So it's basically where people can sell things, and it's for clothes, I believe, for used clothes. And people have been saying they've been being banned on there, and it's all sort of done like it's one of their automated systems, so you can't actually phone up and talk to anybody. But that's the new normal, you know? We've banned your account because you breach our standards. Well, what are your standards? Oh, we're not telling you. Oh, so again, you see, if you could actually take these people to task and say, look, you know, this is what's going on. If they had to provide customer service, actual people, then if you've got a good case, they're going to have to give you your account back. And so that's why they don't want people, they don't want to give you the opportunity to talk to an employee. They want it done via a computer system, because that's how everything's going to be done. So when they roll out the digital currency, which I mentioned before, what are all these data centers for? All right, because we've all got data now, and it's being stored somewhere. We don't need all these data centers. Well, someone somewhere, and if I, you know, I always give credit where credit is due, but I've forgotten. But somebody claimed, so it may or may not be true, that the reason they're rolling these out everywhere, and whether people like it or not, you can protest as much as you like, it still happens. A bit like people protesting about having to take a vaccine. They just steamrolled that too, didn't they? Well, apparently they need it to run the banking system that they've got lined up for us. The cashless society. So the banks seem to get their way again. Isn't that interesting? Now, that's a claim someone made. It may or may not be true, just like anything you read in the media may or may not be true, as John Swinton so eloquently told us back in 1880. Okay, number three, look at my husband and Vlad plots revenge. That's the What the Papers Say article from BBC Today. Number two, scientists stunned by children's lung recovery in ultra-low emission zone. A good way of promoting that. And number one, French civil servant drugged us to make us urinate on ourselves, say accusers. Yeah, another sort of Dominic Strauss-Kahn style pervert over there by the sounds of it. Okay, so let's go over to see what is going on right now in the Daily Mail. I wish I didn't have to, but that's what I cover on the show. Top story, a family sadly have died swimming in choppy waters in Shoreham. And here we go. Natalie Harp once travelled in an SUV trunk to stay with Trump. New claims spread like wildfire even, as political brawling breaks out over White House aide. So I think there's some claims that she is more than his aide, shall we say. But yeah, there you go. Make of that what you will. Okay, so let's go over now to the Independent, or alternative media, whichever you want to call it. So let's start off with rents.com. So just load up Jeff Rents's website here. Scroll down to the headline section. Trump doubles down on plans to make Hormuz Strait a US territory. A great idea. Well, he says a lot of things, doesn't he? What he says and claims very often don't actually appear to be true. And it's almost as if it's taken the Stalin or Lenin comment. I think it's Stalin. It's attributed to either one of them. It's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. Well, in Trump's case, it's not what reality is, it's what I say that reality is. So I can tell you the complete opposite of what's going on. And again, I mean, there's been claims that he would be making announcements of ceasefires and stuff like that coming up to the weekend, which meant that people could benefit from oil trading, stuff like that. And there are also claims that he's enriched himself a great deal while he's been president. Not sure if these are true or not, but if that's the case, then maybe he's looking out for himself more than he is for people. In which case, maybe he's concerned about these vaccines because he's got some of his own lined up and he wants to get rid of the competition before he launches them. I don't know. I don't believe he's in the vaccine business, but unfortunately, we can only judge people on their behaviour. And if somebody lies and lies to us, then our judgment of that person is going to be very low. And we're going to think that they're capable of anything to our detriment. Okay, let's go over to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. So, the story that jumped out at me the most here is diesel is going up and up and up. People are saying that they've got this reserves. Well, we've all got reserves around the world, and they're running out, running out, running out. So we have to see what later in the year holds for us. People are talking about September, October, things could all crash. Well, if you've been following the independent alternative media for any length of time, there's always someone saying that's coming up. You know, if you worried about that all the time, you wouldn't do anything because it's always being predicted. So I still think something like that is going to happen at some point. But if you'd have asked me if I thought I'd still be here in 2026, or if Planet X would have wiped us all out, I'd have said Planet X would have wiped us all out a few years ago. I really followed that story. And it doesn't mean it isn't going to happen, but for years I kept emergency food in all this corned beef that I kept him because it's got like a 2.5 year lifespan. And then when it got close to that stage, I'd sort of eat it all up and then buy a load more for 2.5 years. Well, last time I ate it all up, I never bought a load more anymore. So if suddenly we do have something hitting us and I'm a survivor of it, then I'm going to be going hungry. Because so often I've been planning and prepping and nothing's ever happened. I just think, oh, sod it, I can't be bothered anymore. I'll worry about it at the time. Okay, so let's go over to, rather than earthnewspaper.com now, during the week, I visit earthnewspaper.com, so I do all these websites I mentioned on this show at least once a day. And there was an article on Mark R. Else's website, earthnewspaper.com, entitled Enshittification: How the Globalists Are Making Everything Worse on Purpose. And this is from a Substack called Robert Yoho, yoho.substack.com. Number 464, Enshittification: How the Globalists Are Making Everything Worse on Purpose. Now, I don't like that word, but we'll get into it later. Well, actually, let's get into it now, because it's quite interesting why they've used that. Oh, there's a nice pop-up. Oh, don't we enjoy pop-ups? Yes, yes, subscribe. Yes, do this. Well, why don't you just leave me alone so I can read the article? If I like it, I don't need you to pop things up left, right and centre. If I want to subscribe, I'll find out myself. If I want to, please don't keep hitting me with all these pop-ups. It's very irritating. Okay, so later in the article, it refers to enshittification. It said the word is crude on purpose. Polite vocabulary such as market maturation or market expansion obscures what everyone experiences as betrayal. A crude word for a crude act names the enemy accurately, and accurate naming is the first step in fighting back. So what is it then? Let's have a look at the start of the article. Summary: Enshittification, Cory Doctorow's term for the deliberate degradation of products and services, follows a predictable cycle. Attract users with quality, exploit them to satisfy business customers, then squeeze everyone until the whole thing collapses. Doctorow blames market structure. He is half right. Psychopaths run the consolidated corporations and the globalist funded institutions, and their behaviour goes beyond profit. They damage families, food and housing with apparent enthusiasm. The divorce revolution doubled the US divorce rate over 20 years from 9.2 to 22.6 per 1,000 married women. No-fault laws, popular movies and funded feminism sold Western women on family destruction as liberation. The five tech giants, Alphabet, Google, Amazon, Apple, Meta and Microsoft, reached their extraction phase at the same time. Platforms have no natural 25-year lifespan. The globalists removed the constraints that kept them honest on a coordinated schedule. Food, housing, appliances, cars, restaurants and architecture follow the same downward arc. Hollow out the substance, keep the glossy shell and hand the buyer the bill. Game theory explains the pattern. Cooperation wins only when cheaters face retaliation. The globalists built monopolies and captured regulators to eliminate retaliation, making cheating the winning strategy. Everything is backwards, everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroy information, and religions destroy spirituality. That's attributed to Michael Elmer, but I believe that someone else came out with that phrase, whose name I can't quite remember. I can visualise his face in my mind, but if I can think it up, then I will bring his name up if I can remember. Okay, so that's an article from earthnewspaper.com. Let's finish off with the beforeitsnews.com top 10. Okay, so just loading up the website now. Number 10, went up a day ago, 43 people viewing. Judy Byington, Juan O'Savin and Charlie Ward, shocking Intel 8/18/26. We have it all. We caught them all. Number 9 went up 3 days ago, 51 people viewing. David Nino Rodriguez, JFK Jr., bombshell 8/16/26, Deep State Watergate conspiracies. Number 8 went up 15 hours ago, 52 people viewing. David Nino Rodriguez, EBS is coming 8/18/26. They completely clapped collapsed. Number 7 went up 15 hours ago, 53 people viewing. Josh Reed dropped a bomb, 8:18:26. The whole damn SH Star T storm. Number 6 went up 39 minutes ago, 53 people viewing. Judy Byington, Juan O'Savin and Ricardo Bossi. Charlie Ward, shocking intel, 8:19:26. Number 5 went up a day ago, 63 people viewing. Ricardo Bossi and JMC Emergency Broadcast, 8:18:26. All secrets will be exposed. Yes, I bet they will. Number 4 went up 15 hours ago, 72 people viewing. Michael Jaco, Dangerous Intel, 8:18:26. A most dangerous game. Number 3 went up 15 hours ago, 96 people viewing. And we know, 8:18:26, shining light on criminals, wilted ivy, DEM, downfall, not sure what that is, immoral ideology, prey. Number 2 went up 2 hours ago, 109 people viewing. Byington bombshell report. Gates cloned thousands of babies on Epstein Island to replace humanity. And number 1 went up 15 hours ago, 253 people viewing. Juan O'Savin and Scott McKay, midterm election, 8:18:26. Trump will fail again. Okay, that brings us to the end of this week's I'm Talking to You show, episode 276, a 60-year-old man in a Joy Division t-shirt. I plan to be back with you with Peter on Tuesday. There'll be Bible readings up till then. And until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week. And bye for now.